USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year to date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
As we're all witnessing the spike in crime over the last few years in America, Republican leadership want more well-trained cops on the streets and less defund the police movement.
Homicides are up sharply since 2020 in multiple U.S. cities. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democratic policies are not supporting law enforcement.
Elected officials sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution have chosen instead to amplify distrust of the men and women who work every day to enforce our laws.
He adds there is a staffing shortage for police officers across America that needs to be addressed as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
When the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, as it did Wednesday, the impact doesn't stop with U.S. homebuyers paying more for mortgages. The fallout will be felt in poorer countries around the world. The impacts abroad range from higher borrowing costs to depreciating currencies. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Texas State Representative Briscoe Cain, the lawmaker who wrote the state's heartbeat bill on abortions, was on Newsmax Wednesday talking about the possibility of states making abortion rules.
As far as the Texas laws are concerned, few realize that the statutes at issue in Roe v. Wade, we call those the pre-Roe statutes, were one, never enjoined by the court, and two, they were never repealed by the legislature. They still exist and they're on the books today. And so in addition to having those, which could be prosecuted theoretically right now, especially one of them, it has to do with accomplice liability, and Roe v. Wade never created a right for someone to fund abortions or provide travel for those, and so I believe today that could be used. But we also did enact, as several other states have, a trigger ban, which after, you know, the overruling of Roe also takes effect. And so in a way we kind of have this double backup play that all abortions in Texas, except in the case of the life of the mother.
Relations between Russia and Israel are one of the lowest points in years after the Russian foreign minister falsely claimed Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood, which he used to justify calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a Nazi. Israel condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and accused Moscow of committing war crimes, but they're also trying to protect military cooperation with Russia in Syria. The big question is whether the tensions will lead to any change in the Russian military's behavior towards Israeli strikes in Syria. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.